flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some veteran presence in that room?
Definitely. I was talking to people yesterday, but I mean, I've been saying when you add good players to a good team, I think good things will happen. Like you see, we went out and got Josh Jacobs this offseason. Phenomenal playmaker for us and, you know, elevated our offense, took to another level. Xavier McKinney on the back end on defense.
You're welcome.
There you go. Took the defense to another level.
Do you want to thank me for Xavier McKinney?
Thank you. Yeah,
you're
I heard
welcome.
You got him there.
I'm working on Devontae Adams coming to Green Bay near you. No. You're always going to want to add pieces.
I love adding pieces, and I think, like I said, when you add those good players, it's only going to help our offense, I think. And it's got to be the right guys, right fit for the group we have.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all about the mindset. You want guys that's going to come in and want to win and want to, push the envelope and do all the extra things like Josh Jacobs did for us.
That was Jordan Love on the Up and Adams show, courtesy of Up and Adams, and just talking about adding some veterans to the room. We're going to talk about that with Mitch Nellis in just a moment. Of course, welcome back to the Pack-A-Day radio show, and reminder that Mitch Nellis is going to be with Mason Crosby from 9 to 11 right here on the Mason Crosby show as well today. Of course, Vegas College Basketball Championships. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app today. Log in and listen to The Fan on any participating Odyssey station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. Tons of big prizes, travel and accommodations for 4 to Las Vegas. Stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim, plus $20K to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the College Basketball Championships. Download the Odyssey app and listen to The Fan today. And it is my pleasure now to welcome in the one and only Mitch Thunder Nellis, of course, on the Mason Crosby Show from 9 to 11. You can follow him on social media at ThunderMKE. Thunder, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great, Andy. How you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I want to start by asking you, how was your Super Bowl Sunday? What were your overarching takeaways and just your overall thoughts on the day as a whole?
Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday was great. Thanks for asking. Went to a pre-party at a friend's house. That was a kidsless party, so I promised my girls that I'd be back in time for kickoff, and we rolled in right before kickoff. So had a couple adult beverages, and then got back home, and honestly, it was like a low-key evening, and I think the game kind of played into that. Like, I've never watched a blowout like this in the first half where I have been as invested as I was last night. I was, like, into it. I was like, when Devontae Smith happened, I was still like, I wasn't like, oh, that's too much. I was like, yeah, let's keep going. Like, you know, you're up, when they're up 27-0, I almost tweeted out, who here is taking the Chiefs to win 28-27? Because that's just the dumb stuff the Chiefs do. And so I enjoyed the game. I'm not an Eagles fan. I don't like Philly. I don't like the Eagles. But, like, they deserved it. I'm tired of the Chiefs' narrative. They looked old. They looked beaten down. They looked how they looked all year. And they did it with smoke and mirrors, and it befuddled all of us all year long when they beat the Chargers and shouldn't have. When they beat, you know, they just had game after game after game that they should have lost and didn't, and it finally caught up to them. And so I shouldn't say I'm pleased, but I'm a little relieved that they didn't get this win with smoke and mirrors. That the team that earned and deserved the win got the win.
It's totally the case. The Eagles were clearly the better team. And it's so funny because I kept picking against the Chiefs for that exact reason. I picked against them in the first round of the playoffs. And then, you know, every round that they played, I picked against them, including the Super Bowl. But for the first time, I'm like, I got to stop doing this. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm picking against the team that wins every week, no matter what, no matter how inconsistent and inefficient they are in totality. They just win games, and I'm like, I got to stop doing this. So I still picked Philly, but that was the first time I'm like just second guessing it. Of like, they just know how to get it done. And I think in this one, it like you said, it did finally catch up with them. Philly was the better team. They beat them up in the trenches, and to your point, they just looked old, tired, and they just lacked explosiveness. Other than that unbelievable throw at the end from Patrick Mahomes, that was the ultimate. Just like, screw it, I'm going long, and just throws like the best ball of the game to, oh, I think it was Worthy, if I remember correctly, but.
Yep.
Outside of that, just did not look like they had the explosiveness all game long.
No, it almost looked like they tried to do what they did 2 weeks ago against Buffalo when, A, that game was in Kansas City and it was in super low temperatures. But that was a game where, like, Buffalo could take no shots. They could run the ball, but they didn't run the ball. And their passing game was, like, 1 yard passing plays. And I think Kansas City thought if they showed up and they kept it close and they could run the same, again, smoke and mirrors like they've done against everybody, they'd be okay. And Philly was just a different animal. Philly had different energy. Philly hit harder. Philly played bigger on offense. You know, Barkley didn't have any huge home runs, but I got to think, like, him as a battering ram, 20-plus carries over and over and over again, does open up things for everybody else, does get Jalen Hurts loose when he runs the ball. And I don't think Kansas City knew what to do with that. Like, you know, again, Buffalo should have played that game. Buffalo should have done what Philly did. I think Buffalo can be that team. I don't know if they were too scared to play that game, or if they didn't trust their receivers or whatever it is, but I think Buffalo could have played that game, and Philly finally did.
They really did. And again, I think the big takeaway here is that they were deserving of that win. Definitely the best team in that game. Definitely the best team throughout the playoffs. Mitch, what did we learn overall from this Philly team as we look at it, as maybe it relates to the Packers? What's your takeaway from how Philly built this team and what you kind of want to see the Packers do to build their team moving forward?
Obviously, the two guys in the secondary, the rookies. I mean, I heard you and Tommy talking about them, and with Mitchell and DeJean. I mean, they are just awesome. And you don't you know, you don't really build your team that way. You get, you know, when the Packers drafted Kevin King, they thought they were getting DeJean, right? And they didn't. They just, you know, you just, it doesn't work out that way. With some of the guys, with Eric Stokes, they thought they were getting that guy and they didn't get that guy. So you got to hit on the right guys. I think the biggest thing that I'm watching Philly and I'm like, hit harder. Like Packers defense, hit harder. Like when Philly hits people, people feel it. And as physical and as tough a game as football is, I do believe that there's a softness there that a lot of teams want to play finesse. They want to play high tempo. They want to play whatever it is. Man, and Philly's defense just goes out and hits people. Oren Burks is not like a great player. Blankenship is not a great player. Zach Bond has become a great player. But these guys just go out and hit people over and over and over again. So I'd like, if I was Quay Walker, or if I was Xavier, or if I was whoever, Kenny Clark in that locker room, I'd just say like, Rashawn Gary, if you're not going to hit anybody, get out of town. LVN, this is how you do it. Like, I know you had a bad rookie year, but you got to step up. We just got to start hitting people because everybody's got to take care of their job. You have to take care of your responsibility, and Philly does that at a level that I have not seen in a long, long time. And then on offense, you know, I know everybody's talking about it this morning. It's like, whether Jordan's week one injury really did affect him or not, he's got to use his legs. Like, he doesn't have to be Jalen Hurts, but you have to. He never used his legs this year. Like, every RPO they ran was a joke. Like, you knew you didn't have to look at him as a running option there. So he was either handing off or going back to pass. I think that he has to use his legs. And whether it's wide receiver, you know, they do have two stud wide receivers, and arguably the Packers have none. So that's a conversation that these guys got to step up. But I think it starts at quarterback. I think it starts with Jordan Love. He's got to play the position a little bit better. And I think we agree he has the capabilities. He has the ability to do it. He just has to be either empowered by his coaching staff or he needs the confidence to do it himself.
Well, hoping he is healthy all season next year. We're about to find out a lot of Jordan Love if this past year was a lot due to injuries, and specifically when it comes to running the ball, or if this is just kind of who Jordan Love is. I think we're going to find that out in a major way in 2025. We're being joined by Mitch Thunder Nellis. Of course, you can find him on the Mason Crosby Show 9 to 11 weekdays right here on The Fan. And of course, you can follow him on social media at ThunderMKE. Does this reemphasize in any way what the Packers need to do this offseason? Is there anything that, you know, based again on what we saw from this Philly team and in the Super Bowl, of how you would like the Packers to attack and go get players this offseason?
I got to be honest, not necessarily. I think that the team has to take care of its own. Like, you need to see where you need to get better. I don't love reacting to what Philly or Kansas City do and necessarily getting somebody to stop Jalen Hurts or to counteract their defense. So you need a better blocking tight end to counteract Philly's front four to get chips in, I think the offensive line's good. I think the positions we're talking about are the same positions we're talking about. I mean, Josh Jacobs gave us the blueprint, right? Like, they need a better corner, or at least one who's going to be available. They probably need a better wide receiver or one who's going to be available. They need better quarterback play. And so you look down the list of what he talked about, and he's on it. Like, he knows, and everybody who's a Packers fan know, like, what positions they need to be better at and what positions we have, what we hope is the right players. I mean, whether Lucas Van Ness is him or not, he's got to be better. And maybe after a year he becomes better, and maybe he gets motivated in some way or figures out how to be way more physical and be that type of guy who can get to the quarterback. I have no idea if he can be that guy. But I think the Packers know what they need to do. Whether they do it or not is a totally different situation, right? Like, I mean, Ted laid the blueprint, and Brian doesn't follow it to a T. But they need to address the needs as opposed to just drafting guys who they hope end up helping.
How far right now, after watching this game last night, do you feel like Green Bay is away? Are they close? Are they, you know, a piece or two? Or is there still a lot of growth that needs to happen before Green Bay is at this level?
Can I say both? No, yes. I think they're close. I don't think they're that far away. I think next year, depending on what the Niners do, I expect the conversation to be Philly, Detroit, and Green Bay. Like, I think those are, you know, for a long time this season, it was Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay, and Philly. Like, those were your top four NFC teams, and nobody else was in the conversation. Is Washington in the conversation next year? Kind of like Jordan Love struggled at times this year. I think Jaden probably struggles a little bit next year. I do believe in the sophomore slump. I think that's a real thing. I think Washington has a ton of bright future ahead of them, but I think they could struggle a little bit next year. That doesn't mean they don't make the playoffs, but I think I'm not ready to anoint them just because they overachieved this year. So with that said, no. I mean, the Packers played with Philly at the beginning of the season and at the end of the season and competed and made some really bad mistakes in that playoff game that if you clean that up and listen, if all their wide receivers are healthy, that's a different game. So I have no idea what health looks like in terms of, you know, again, a team in September is different than a team in October, is different than a team in March, and different than a team in June. But this Packers team is not that far away. They just, you know, like Philly, everybody at the end of the year, everybody's healthy. Everybody's humming. Everybody's peaking. And that's what you need. Like, you know, if your team peaks in October, you're not going to win the Super Bowl. You got to peak at the end of January.
Well, and Andy, also to add on to Mitch's point, Philly wasn't that close last year. You just brought up, they lost their first playoff game in last year, yep, and got blown out by Tampa Bay.
Right, destroyed. And they were 10-1 and lost five of their last six, right?
Every team can become competitive in an offseason. That's what it sounds like. That's what Philly just showed you. They drafted really well. They brought in great free agents, and they became competitive. Green Bay can do that next year. If you bring in good people to a good team, like Jordan Love likes to say, you can become competitive in an offseason now in the NFL.
I love to, you know, Mitch, how you brought up the injury thing, because this is really where Philly was. There's a couple more like depth pieces here, but they were missing James Bradbury, who would have been a small piece of their secondary. And then N'Kobe Dean, their starting linebacker, where Oren Burks filled in really for him and filled in pretty darn well.
He did.
That's really it. They didn't have any other major injuries that they were fighting through in this game. Like, they were very healthy. And I mean, if you would have told Green Bay at any time, like, you're going to be missing your number two linebacker and, you know, I guess a piece in your secondary that would have been probably the equivalent of like Javon Bullard at best.
Right.
Like you'd have been like, man, I'll take that. Like, yeah.
Everybody else is healthy.
Everyone else is mostly healthy, right?
And, like, and the big dude, the offensive lineman who got hurt in the game.
Right.
But he wasn't hurt. He wasn't an injured list guy. He wasn't hurt coming into the game. He got hurt during the game. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you went to all 32 NFL teams at the beginning of the year and said, okay, one starting linebacker and maybe your nickelback or maybe even your dime guy are going to be out, everybody else is healthy, will you take that for the season? All 32. It will be unanimous. Anonymous. Everyone's in.
Yeah, absolutely. We're being joined by Mitch Thunder Nellis. Find him on social media at ThunderMKE. I want to pivot here really quick. A couple quick questions before we get you out of here, Mitch. Aaron Rodgers done with the Jets. Where does he play in 2025?
Yeah.
Or does
he? He definitely tries to. I think he will. I'd love to say the Titans because he loves Nashville, and then he and Mason could just hang out and do their thing, and like we can get Aaron on. We could be the new Pat McAfee show. We get Aaron Rodgers on every week in person on the Mason Crosby show. But he's not going to the Titans. I know Tommy loves this theory about the Giants. I think it's a great theory. He's not going to the Giants. I don't know. I know you mentioned Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh might think they're a quarterback away from being relevant. But I just think
they need a quarterback. Right, they may not even be a quarterback away from being relevant. I think they just need a quarterback.
Yeah, but he's got to go somewhere where he thinks they can win. I can't imagine. Like, I would say the Raiders would be a great fit because he gets to go hang out with Brady, but he's not going to the Raiders, right? The Raiders are terrible.
He might not have a choice, though. He might have to take whatever team is willing to, like, whatever team.
That's why the Steelers could make the most sense, because they might be the best team of the teams that are left that are even willing to bring him in.
All it takes is one of these teams to go all out and just say, you're our hero. Like, you are everything. We want you. You're our guy. And just make the full-on effort to go get him. And I think he'll be on board. Like, I just think he wants that feeling from some team. And I think if he gets it from one of them, I think he'll take the chance with whatever team he can get.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. That's why I think it's a total wild card question. I think it's almost impossible to make a prediction at this time, because he could literally go anywhere that needs a quarterback that'll take him at this point. And he's not going to jump at the first thing, but I think if he has five or six suitors, like, we could be shocked at where he ends up next year. How about I got one though.
All right.
Kelly Stafford, you hear what she said before the Super Bowl?
I did not.
She got a little mouthy about LA and like They're not that if they get rid of Cooper, they're not showing a dedication to winning, and that she and her husband might have to look somewhere else to play next year.
Ooh.
How about Aaron Rodgers to the Rams?
Interesting.
Throwing that out there. Warm. You know, he lives in, he's got a house in L.A. It's a warm weather team. He doesn't have to deal with weather. Yeah. I'm throwing out the Rams right now.
Devontae Adams then in the Rams too?
Sure.
It's just a package deal.
Yep.
All right. It could be. Never know. All right, a couple quick ones before we get you out of here. First impressions of the Kyle Kuzma era Milwaukee Bucks, although we haven't seen it with Giannis, obviously. But first impressions of Kuz.
Definitely a jolt of energy, and I think that's something they need. I'd like him to make more shots. You know, I'd like him to shoot threes at a better percentage. But I love what Dame said after the game, where it's like, listen, after 2 minutes, he was in my ear the whole last 2 minutes of that game, like asking me how we do things, where we go, what we do, you know, what. And I think he is going to bring a bit of energy that this team, frankly, was lacking. And I think you saw it yesterday if you were watching the Bucks game before. I know it was Super Bowl Sunday, but the Bucks did play an afternoon game yesterday. And they, you know, that's the type of game where, you know, they're battling super high scoring in the first half. Maxey and Embiid go nuts. And then we've seen it twice over the past week or so. The Bucks give up that game in the fourth quarter or in the third quarter. Like, they just run out of gas. They didn't run out of gas. And I think Kuzma's energy helped that and helped the rest of the team. Like, I think it's going to focus. And with Porter, depending on what his role ends up being, like, I think we're going to see A.J. Green and Gary Trent Jr. like a lot more focused because they know their guys taking their minutes now. You know, they know their guys. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Giannis. And Giannis, I was just talking about it here, we love Giannis. Giannis is a beast. Giannis is one of the top 10 players, probably one of the top 5 players in the NBA right now. But he is a little bit of an energy suck. Like, he is a Giannis energy guy that isn't necessarily infectious because the ball stops moving when Giannis is on the court. And so we'll see what that means when Giannis gets back and how much they keep up that energy. But absolutely a jolt of energy to the team that, like, Chris's veteran leadership will absolutely be missed. And at his best, Chris is significantly better than Kuzma is. But for right now, if it's a short-term burst of energy, I'll take it.
All right, I got the last one for you. Again, joined by Mitch Thunder Nellis at Thunder MKE. $8 million for a Super Bowl ad, Mitch. $4 for a pack of Nerds gummy clusters. Will they be able to sell 2 million packs of Nerds gummy clusters to make up for the $8 million Super Bowl ad?
I mean, honestly, the Nellis family has already bought 2 million. I mean, Nerds gummy clusters are the new goat of candy. It's not, there's no close second right now. I'm not saying of all, I guess goat is all time. Is there a current, what's the word for current goat? Like, they're not the greatest of all time, but they are the current greatest ever now.
Like the trending candy. I know what you mean.
The boat. Best of all time.
Best of all. So they are the greatest of all time. They are unbelievable. And absolutely, like, if they got introduced to a swath of adults who've never had them before, who buy a pack, absolutely, they're the winner. By the way, I want to give a shout out. My favorite ad, real quick, was the Stella ad with David Beckham and David Beckham. It got buried at like the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. It was with David Beckham and Matt Damon. Yeah. It was so spot on and so hilarious. And there were so many bad ads before that like they all run together for me. I never remember commercials. I never remember what they were for. And I remember that one from last night. And maybe it's because I'm a Boston guy. So I also love that Dunkin' started. They got the first one in because I'm a Dunkin' guy.
But, Dunkin' is amazing.
Dunkin's. But no, Nerd gummy clusters. Everybody, listen, I'll sell the 2 million right now. Everybody go out and get Nerds gummy clusters today. They are thebomb.com.
They should have given us the 8 million. We would have
seriously
done enough.
Oh my God, we would have crushed it.
I know, we would have absolutely crushed it. What are you doing, Nerds? Next time, just call us right here on the Fan. Thunder, we will talk to you in about 10 minutes, you and Mason, and we'll get ready for the Mason Crosby Show coming up in just a bit. Appreciate you a ton, my friend.
Sounds good, my friend. Thank you so much.
You bet. Follow him at Thunder MKE. We'll talk to Mitch in just a moment. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone. So get those phone calls and texts into the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and text line, 414-677-1250. Talk to me about the Super Bowl, Kuzma impressions, whatever you guys want to talk about. It's the Pack-A-Day Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.